Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, everyone. We are now in the Top Copy complex. We are right in front of the Top Copy Museum and Top Copy Palace. It was a palace of the Sultans, and now it is a museum, and it is one of the best museums in the world with one of the best collections of Islamic heritage, as we will see later on. But why are we standing here? If you look behind me, there is a very imposing structure, and it is a basilica. It is a church. And why is this church so special? This is where the Second Council of Nicaea took place. In 381 CE, this is where the doctrine of the Trinity was finally formalized, okay, as we know it today. If you Google the doctrine of the Trinity, you will see a definition which most Christians in the world believe in today, okay? They believe there is one God, and that one God consists of three persons: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So in the Council of Nicaea, as we discussed in Iznik, okay, they discussed only two persons: God the Father and God the Son. The third person was not discussed yet, right? So there was a question mark on the Holy Spirit. The status of the Holy Spirit was determined here. Who is the Holy Spirit? The third mysterious person or entity mentioned repeatedly in the Gospels. Who is he? What is he? Where is he? How is he? All those points are discussed here. And then it was finally declared that actually the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, that came to be known later on, the Holy Trinity, which the Catholic Church, you know, upheld and imposed on the entire Roman Empire. So at the time, the emperor was Theodosius. Emperor Theodosius, he made it into law that anyone who disagrees with the doctrine of the Trinity will be considered a heretic and will be treated as such. So you could no longer have another view on Jesus Christ or Christian doctrine. You could not believe anymore that Jesus was lower than God with capital G. He is God of God, the God with capital G, basically, right? So if you believe that Jesus was not God with capital G and he was some lower entity, someone below God, you would be a heretic and you would be killed by the Roman Empire or Roman establishment and Roman leaders by their decrees and by their law. So it was put into the law, and the law is called the Theodosian Code. The Theodosian Code, you can still read it. It is there and it's part of the Theodosian Code. If I'm not mistaken, book 16, you will find it there, okay? That these laws are there. And all of this, or all of that happened here in this structure. Now, it is now currently inside the Top Copy Palace complex, inside the walls of the palace. And there, here, the Ottomans were storing their gunpowder, right? Not knowing, I'm sure the Ottomans had no idea how important this particular church was for the Christians. Maybe the Christians did tell them, maybe Christians did explain to them how important this place is. But because it was taken by force, the city belonged to the Sultan and he could do what he wanted, right? But it still stands as a church today. I don't know if it was turned into a masjid, but I think we can have a look. We cannot go inside. We cannot go inside because it's a separate building. It was going through renovations. We need a ticket to go in? Okay, can we take a quick shot inside? Yeah, you can take a quick shot inside. So this is one of the most important buildings in Constantinople or in Istanbul. Yes, it's called Hagia Irene. Hagia Irene Church or Saint Irene Church, okay? The other one, the larger one, is called Hagia Sophia. This is called Hagia Irene, okay? So this is a very important place, okay? And one of the most important buildings in Istanbul, and it's a very big church. in comparison to other churches in Istanbul, it's still smaller, but when it comes to its importance historically, it's one of the most important spots in Christian history. We saw a candidate site, a potential site of the Council of Nicaea, which is under water now in the lake. We saw that one, and this is the second place where this doctrine was established. And now it is in Muslim hands, okay? And the Christian doctrine was formalized there. You can say this is one of the holiest sites for Christendom or Christianity in the world.
Trinity was not part of Byzantine.
No, it was. All Christian denominations, except few smaller denominations, believe in the Trinity. The Catholics, the Protestants, the Greek Orthodox, the Russian Orthodox, the Syrian Orthodox, the Ethiopian Orthodox, all major Christian denominations are unanimous on the doctrine of the Trinity, and it happened here. Okay, it was born here. And it was about 350 years after Jesus Christ. So the doctrine wasn't given by Isa alayhi salam, by Jesus Christ. It was given by these bishops, and in particular, there were three individuals called the Cappadocian Fathers. Cappadocian Fathers. These three individuals actually pushed for the doctrine of the Trinity, for it to be formalized. No, Paul is long time ago. Paul is like 300 years before this, right? So Cappadocian Fathers were Basil of Caesarea, okay, Gregory of Nazianzus, and Gregory of Nyssa. Three Cappadocian Fathers. These are the three individuals who pushed for the doctrine of the Trinity in this time, 380, 381 CE, and it was finally formalized. And then it was declared that all Christians have to follow the doctrine of the Trinity. If you challenge it in any shape or form, you will be killed, you will be hunted. Yes.
Is this the location of the First Council of Nicaea?
Second.
Or the First Council of Constantinople?
Basically, 381, the Council of Constantinople was an extension on the Council of Nicaea. Okay. This is why some people call it the Second Council of Nicaea, although it's the Council of Constantinople. You're right.
Understood.
This is the Council of Constantinople. But the creed that was formalized here is called Niceno-Constantinopolitan Creed. Okay? So it is called the Niceno-Constantinopolitan Creed. So when people say Creed of Nicaea, the Creed of Nicaea is actually technically not Nicene, because in Nicaea only two people were discussed. The third person was formalized, or his status was formalized here in 381. So what happened here in 381 is called, or the conclusion is called, the Creed of Nicaea. I hope that makes sense. So inshallah, we're going to go to the palace and talk more about it, inshallah. So it so happens that we found out we have the ticket for this place. Our guide, mashallah, just informed us that we can enter this structure. So we're going to go inside and have a look. Church of Saint Irene, or Higher Irene. It was used as storage for gunpowder by the Ottomans, but it is a very important location. Okay, let's go. I am very excited because I've never been inside. Last time I came here, it was being renovated.
Here we
okay.
Go.
Okay, now look at this.
Yeah.
This is.
Now you're happy?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very happy now.
Sir.
Because I.
Here, get it.
Right.
Yeah. How are we gonna hold it?
Just wear it.
Yeah, just wear it.
Where's the mic?
Mic is attached.
This is right attached.
Okay.
Right here.
So can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, let's go. So now we are inside this giant church, and now you can have an idea what a structure this is. This is where the Council of Constantinople took place. All the bishops would have gathered here, including the three Cappadocian Fathers, Gregory of Nyssa, Gregory of Nazianzus, and Basil of Caesarea.
They hold this one, not yet.
Because it's probably shedding some.
Birds.
Yeah, this is bird room.
I don't know.
Possibly, but
it's
if you, yeah, mm-hmm. The dome is still standing. There are cracks visibly.
Yeah.
We can see cracks on the dome. I hope it stays intact. And last time we came here, it was being prepared or repaired, rather. Let's go. Let's keep moving, inshallah, because we don't have.
Like almost every basilical church has two names.
Right.
Like the vault next to it and one nail, which is in the middle.
Right.
That right.
So those. Right.
And one atrium.
So those Muslims who don't know what this is a very important place for Christianity. The pillars and the columns, the capitals are actually from the period. Okay. Okay. Hagia Irene Monument. Following the conquest of Constantinople, the church was not converted into a mosque, but rather into an armory for storing weaponry and booty, meaning that neither its interior nor exterior had experienced much in the way of any physical change. One restoration inscription dating from 1726 during the period of Ahmed III indicates that the church was converted into Darul Asliha, which is weaponry, weaponry museum. A second epitaph dating from 1744 on the portico during the period of Sultan Mahmud I indicates that the church had then undergone refurbishment and was reinstituted as an armory again, once again. So basically, this giant structure, which was a very important church in the history of Christianity, was used as a storage for weaponry, to store arms. So what you would have seen here, maybe guns, cannons, swords, matchlocks, you know, things like that, all the weapons of war. You can see the decorations, the old decorations from the time, very imposing. And you can see Greek written on very top. Can you guys, everyone can see Greek on top?
Yeah.
On the very top strip, you can see Greek written, okay?
By the way, can you see the hole on the walls?
Yeah.
Like that square, small hole?
Yeah.
It's wooden, all right, which holds the iconoclastia.
Okay.
That we say, like, you know, the frescoes.
Okay, the paintings. Images. Paintings and images of saints and important Christian figures. So, yeah, so that's the, yeah. Okay, that's, yep. So this is still in very much good condition.
Yeah.
So from us here in Istanbul, everyone, this is Hagia Irene inside the compound of Topkapi Palace. Very imposing structure. A lot of people who come to Topkapi Palace, they just simply walk past it without realizing its importance and how important this is in Christian history. Is from the Byzantine period, from the Roman period. Look at those carvings on the base of the column. So it's a very imposing structure. On that note, let's make a move to Topkapi Palace, which is why we came here in the first place. So as I said, our itinerary is very dynamic. We are all on a journey, Indiana Jones. So if something comes up for us to explore, we will go and start digging as well.
We have the same time.